hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bench. And then at the end, he says, a new record, or whatever. Like,
yeah, he would say some catchphrase that we make up.
Yeah, maybe like a Smash Brothers related one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What was the other thing the announcer says?
Free for all. Was that good?
That's like the start of the show. Hello and welcome to the Time Bat Show, everyone. I'm Timeasis.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And this is episode number 21. And you're
of the Time Bat Show.
Of the Time Bat Show. And you're a little sick today, right?
I'm a little sick, but I'll muscle through it.
And tell our viewers what just happened directly before the episode started.
So right before we started, I ran across the room to grab the honey bear off of my counter. You know, the bear that has the honey in it.
Everybody knows the bear.
Yeah, you have to buy the one that has the bear on it. It's really important.
I don't think they make any other kinds of honey. I think the bear
has... They do. They're just lower quality.
Oh, I think the bear really corners the honey market.
Yeah.
I don't even know the brand. It's just the bear.
It's bear honey.
The bear. Is that like a natural remedy or something, drinking a bunch of honey or something?
I've heard it does okay things for your throat.
I guess it like coats your throat. That's true.
Yeah, it might just be a placebo.
It's like syrup when you're, you know, kind of similar. Like,
no, there's honey is special, though. It has antibacterial something properties.
Sure it does.
Yeah, sure. Wink.
It is nature's sugar, though, right?
Bees make sugar with their body.
Yeah, they do. They do like a little dance, too. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very exciting. So how are you doing today? What's going on with you?
I'm sick, but I'm good.
Yeah? Any exciting things happening in your life right now?
Not...
stories you wanted to share with our listeners before we dove into this episode of the podcast?
I don't think so much in my personal life, but in the show's life.
Oh, the show. Yeah, I was hoping we'd bring up the show. Go ahead.
So in the show's life, something weird happened, and I don't know how to explain it.
It's not weird. It's good.
It's weird. It's good. It's good and weird.
It's good.
It's the best kind of good.
All right. What and go weird. Ahead.
Okay. So the episode we did last week, OSHA, 0 days since the last accident, got good, more good views than we've had on any episode since the start. It got 150 views over the course of 1 week.
Yeah. Which is and crazy.
To put
things in perspective, our most popular episode before that was our fourth episode, and I'm pretty sure the only reason it was popular because it had the word nude in it.
Yes.
But that got 145 listens over the course of however long we've been doing this.
A while.
So that's gotten 145 views over the course of the entire, or listens, over the course of the entire lifetime of this podcast. And this episode we just put out last week has already beaten it. So... it may not sound like much, but for us, it's, like, crazy.
Yeah, I don't really believe it.
I don't know what else it could be, though.
My conspiracy brain, okay. I was thinking about this.
Let's run down the thoughts. Because there's something, like, when you told me that, I, like, texted you back, and I was like, well, is it possible something bad's happening? And you're like, well, yeah, I think there's, like, I just knew you're going to come at it from, like, the most cynical perspective. Like, it can't be true.
It's just way more logical than 150 people listening.
All right, let me hear your
plausible. Okay, I'll start from most plausible, and then I'm going to go off the rails a little bit.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's possible that our regular 30 or so listeners were having keyboard or mouse troubles that day, and they accidentally clicked play 3 times each.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. They all did it at the same time.
There was a Windows update, and it messed with the mouse drivers.
Oh, yeah.
And it made their mice mess up this week only.
You know, I don't want to like make it sound like this is plausible, but I've had mouse trouble for the past 2 weeks where my mouse like is accidentally double clicking instead of single clicking.
Yeah, you know my mouse does that too.
How long has it been going on for you, though?
A while.
See, mine just started happening. So your theory has some water there.
The other theory I was thinking about is that maybe Adobe, or I don't know if our
this our, is gonna, this see, is gonna the, be rich.
All right, no, it's not good because the listens aren't coming from the website.
No, they're not. Well, but I mean, some of them are for sure.
Like 90% of them aren't. They're coming from some other service we don't even
probably
know
about. iTunes.
It shows up as iTunes though. It's other is where okay. they're coming from.
Anyway, what's your other theory?
Anyway, I thought maybe like that Adobe was crashing and they had to restart a bunch of times.
Adobe?
I know.
Oh, because it's like
Flash.
The
yeah.
Flash of the website? No, that's not what's happening.
Yeah, I don't think that happened. And then maybe least plausibly uh-huh. is maybe we're getting DDoS attacked.
By somebody.
By someone who's really bad at DDoS attacks.
Or they like really hate our podcast. Or they wanted a really easy target. It's like a test.
To try their really bad experimental DDoS.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's say they're like, I don't know, they're 15 years old or so, right?
Yeah.
They're just getting into that like edgy part of the internet where people, you know, they do it for fun or whatever. And
yeah.
Like, I need a good site to DDoS. Like, for my first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they listen, maybe, or they know someone who listens to our podcast, and they're like, I'm going to pick this site to do it. The thing there is, like, I feel like our site would have been down significantly, and I usually check it. Not, I don't go every day, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I would have noticed if our site was down.
150 views over the course of a week isn't going to bring down even the...
That's true. So, like, it wasn't really a DDoS. It was, like, a bad...
Maybe... Okay, how about this?
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's a scientist in Antarctica who we have deeply offended because we always feature Australia on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And since he has such low bandwidth in Australia, only 150 requests got through.
Wait, I thought he was in Antarctica. I'm confused now.
Yeah, since he's in Antarctica, the bandwidth to get to the outside world is really bad because
right.
the storms and stuff.
The Antarctica right? storms?
No, it's a remote location. They don't have cable internet in Antarctica.
I really like the picture you've just painted. There's like a like it's like he's like at like a lab, like a research lab in Antarctica.
It's basically Kurt Russell in The Thing.
Middle of nowhere. He's got like his like computer set up. He's got like
yes.
you know, he has like a daily voice call with like his head like his leader back in like Washington or wherever it's
yeah.
based. And like his one thing that he can do for entertainment is listen to podcasts because they're just small enough that like he can download yeah. them.
And we record ours in mono, so the
yeah, it's so they're smaller like, files,
smaller file size.
But he can't stream Netflix over there. He doesn't have enough bandwidth.
Yeah, no.
So he listens to our the Jon Benet Show. I like this guy. Yeah,
I like him.
If you're listening, scientist guy, then hey. You can email us if you want, and we'll talk. We'll get you on the show, even though that wouldn't really work, because your bandwidth's really bad. I'm thinking his name...
We could read your emails
we
on
could,
the show.
Yeah, we could read and respond. Yeah. contact@timebattow.com.
Yes.
I'm thinking his name is, like, Paul or something.
Yeah, or yeah. Kurt.
It's not Kurt Russell. It's not Kurt Russell. But anyway, so the point is, we hit a new record of... listens over the past week, and it's really exciting. So
yeah,
even though you don't think it's real, and I kind of don't think it is either, but either way, something has happened.
Yeah,
either we're popular via people listening, or we're popular via some other means where people are accessing our website for some reason, you know. So like something
yes.
happened.
Something Nobody, different.
Something good ultimately, I think, happened.
I yeah
mean, if we got DDoS by some random 15-year-old kid, that means that he's heard of our podcast to DDoS
somehow.
So I mean, that's a win right there in my
yeah.
eyes, right? So damn it, that's the thing. And then also on iTunes, our like popularity bar has grown.
It maxed that. Out the popularity bar can't go higher.
I know, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
I think it's relative to the other popularity meters of the
probably
other
but it's obvious that this episode, the last episode we did, was I don't know, people liked it, either they
yeah.
liked it or like it was the first episode we did that like had a big reach or something. Anyway, we're totally alienating all the listeners we gained from last episode by going on and on and on about about
how it's great. Exciting.
Like, they've just been sitting here for 9 minutes listening to us brag about how good our last episode was.
Not really bragging.
Like, well, unsubscribe. I'm not going to listen to it. Like, I gave it a shot, and now we're done. But yeah, that's it. So when you tweeted that thing about us having 150 listeners, you said like a new record, and my first thought was like the Super Smash Brothers.
A new record.
Right, just like that. Like exactly this. Were you thinking the same thing?
Yeah, that's how I intended it. Good. I know that doesn't really translate as well online, and I was trying to find a picture of the bag man, but I couldn't find a good one on my phone.
The sandbag guy in Smash Brothers? Were you?
Yeah, in Smash, the home run contest guy.
Record. We should get that guy to record an intro for our podcast.
I would be deeply honored.
How much would you pay him? I would pay him $500 to record.
I don't know about $500.
What if we split it though?
That's maybe
$250 each. We pay maybe. Him one time. He doesn't do. I mean, he would do it. Like I would do it if I was a voiceover guy for $500. Like all you have to do is be like, "Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bench." And then at the end, he says a new record or whatever. Like
yeah, he would say some catchphrase that we make up.
Yeah, maybe like a Smash Brothers related one.
Yeah,
like I don't know. What was the other things the announcer says?
Free for all. Was that good?
That's like the start of the show.
Yeah.
He's like, blah, 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 welcome to the Time Bench.
That's the start of trivia. We need a couple lines from him.
He records a suite of things that we play like right before the segments.
Yeah. We need one for animal stories, we need one for questions, we need one for trivia, and we need an intro and outro.
But they're all lines from Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, even if they don't really make sense, like, where do they go? Like, trivia is free for all, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, when we get into questions, what are some of the other ones? I'm trying to think, like, it's like Smash or something. I don't remember the lines.
There's I haven't played in a while. And when I did play, I was mostly hearing the free-for-all.
Yeah. I wish we had that guy do it. That would be awesome.
What about the guy that sings Daytona Time, Daytona, for on all those arcade
car racing
games?
Oh, yeah, Daytona USA.
Games? Daytona.
Daytona.
He would be cool, too.
The Time Bat Show. Let's ride away. you know how like in Smash Brothers he announces like Mario
and oh yeah character all the names
the characters. So he does that for us.
That would be so cool.
Like we click like a character select like chink and then he's like bat snack.
I really like this vision really of the Super happen, Smart Smash Brothers podcast.
You really want this to happen, don't you?
Yeah.
For survival mode. Free for all. Survival. And then it's like versus or something. And then,
oh, Samus.
Trivia. No, that's not a thing that Smash Brothers says. Anyway, he has like all the. Oh, break the darkness.
Break the targets.
and then remember at the end of Break the Targets he's like complete or something like that.
Yes.
That's the end of the podcast.
Like, right, we should just make a soundboard. That's fair use.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, next episode we're gonna have all the Smash Brothers like announcer things and we'll just tie them in to segments of the show.
Sounds like a plan.
Break the Targets is question and answer, though. That's my opinion about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that okay?
Yeah, so that fits.
Break the Targets is question and answer, and then Free for All
is trivia.
It's trivia. I really like this idea. Anyway, what else did we want to? Did you want to get into anything newsworthy or whatever before we dived into some Reddit questions today? I have a lot of questions today.
That's good. But do you have maybe an animal news story we can get into?
I sure do. I always bring one. You know that. There weren't very many today, but there's one that stuck out. This one's kind of scary. I don't know if our viewers are going to appreciate this one, because it's going to make you have a nightmare. I mean, it would make me have a nightmare. But
that's fine.
Apparently, in China, there's a six-year-old man, and he had a cockroach stuck in his head.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't like this story.
It crawled in his ear, and it made itself at home, is what the story says.
Oh, God.
And, oh, my goodness, that was a bad plan. So, like, he tried to remove it by sticking toothpicks and tweezers in his ear canal.
That would just agitate the cockroach.
And then, after 3 days, the frustrated man, managed to kill the roach by spraying pesticide into his ear. But the roach was still there, just dead. So now there was a dead cockroach inside his ear canal.
And is he okay?
He had to go to the hospital, and then they took it out. Yeah. So, there you go. Apparently, okay, someone else happened. A cockroach crawled up their nose a couple of months ago. So, yeah. So, cockroaches, they can get anywhere and don't... What?
Nice.
They can.
I mean, I guess.
They can get anywhere. They're okay, so dangerous.
He waited 3 days to go to a doctor.
He did, yeah.
I would
go immediately.
I would call an ambulance.
I don't know if it's an emergency. I don't think
that's
it's
an emergency.
It's an emergency, but I wouldn't call it. I would just drive to the hospital and be like, I got a cockroach in my ear.
With it, like, scratching and doing cockroach things in your ear?
First of all, how would you know if you had a cockroach in your ear?
They're not small.
Well, but, like, you wouldn't notice at first. Like, you'd be like, my ear feels really weird. And then, this is just making me so creeped out just thinking about this. I'm sorry. Like,
I would know immediately.
You would know immediately?
I would know.
Well, what if, like, he didn't? Like, he thought he was having, like, a headache or something? And then, like, he goes to work one day? And then, like, one of his, like, coworkers, like, sees, like,
he's this like, hey, Jim.
Jim, you got a little thing in your... You got a little thing in your ear there.
Oh, that's like a horror movie.
Like, it, like, crawls out slowly and, like, peeks out and then, like, retreats in or whatever. And, like, it's like, Jim, there's something going on with your ear today.
You need to get that checked out,
and then
Jim
goes to the bathroom and he's like, oh, man. And he's like, all right, I'll use a toothpick. It'll be fine. I'll get him out. So, yeah. I would say if you have a cockroach in an orifice of your body, just go to the hospital.
Immediately.
Don't use pesticide on your orifice. That's a bad idea, I would say.
Yes.
I feel like that would really screw up your ear.
I mean, pesticides are designed to kill things.
I know, that's what I mean.
You could lose your hearing or...
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. It sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. Anyway, so that was my animal story for the day. I hope everyone enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed reading it. And by enjoy reading it, I mean not enjoyed it at all.
Yeah.
Trying to think of other news going on. I'm still on Greenlight. I got like 15 votes yesterday. I'm very proud of myself. But that's it. That's it.
15 is a lot for one day, isn't it?
Yeah, but all the other days are like... zero.
But you got 15.
That's right. So there you go.
I think you're going to get greenlit.
I don't think I will. I think it'll be like a while. But it's an upward battle. But anyway, that was my... I know I said I would tell you every week my progress. And that was the progress this week. Woo! Anyway.
I think that's good progress.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know next week if if it's bad again. So you want to get into some Reddit questions now?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's start on a happy one, because that cockroach news is...
Ooh, most of mine are not happy at all. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll start. I can start on a light one if you want.
All right, yeah, start on a light one. Start us off. Because I got a lot today.
No, this one is about food. It might not be the right time for that.
So that one's not light at all. Man, mine are really depressing. Oh, that one's really dark. That one's dark.
Okay, how about this?
That one's dark.
What would be the worst movie to turn into an on-ice show? And you can't pick one that's already done.
That is a really fabulous... Like, I have to say, that is a fabulous question. All right, first of all, we need to lay some ground rules, right? It can't be, like, a Disney family movie, because those translate just too well. And so it has to be, like, a really off-the-wall kind of... Not off-the-wall movie, but, like, really... Really not ice.
Can I change the rules?
Yeah.
Can we do a best and worst...
Yes, we definitely can.
Okay, let's start with worst.
Yeah. So my first thought is like a movie that's like a crime, kind of like The Departed or like Goodfellas.
I'm immediately imagining a scene where they're examining ice skating tracks on the ground. It's like, well, he rode this way on his skates,
and then they skate over to him, and then they like kill him, and then they like bury his body, but on ice. So it's like, I don't even know how that would work. They probably need like
a snow machine or
The problem with like the easy thing about doing like the Lion King on ice is just everyone dresses up in as a costume, and then they're just like miming what's happening in the movie. But like with a movie like Goodfellas or something, it's like you're shooting people and like then you're like sitting in like a bar, like, you know, drinking and stuff. Yes. Like, I don't know, it doesn't really work. Quentin Tarantino movies would be really good on ice too.
Yeah, like, I would see
Pulp Fiction or something.
No, I was thinking Hateful Eight. That would actually on work. Ice.
They would just be sitting around the whole movie. They'd be like an ice table.
Yeah.
Made out of ice. And they would, like...
Just the exact same movie, pretty much.
It would be the same movie, but instead of walking, they would be skating. And their costumes would be, like, a lot brighter.
Yeah.
Can that be another rule? Like, all the costumes have to be, like, ice skate costumes, if you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because, like, I mean, the audience can't see their faces, so you have to exaggerate all of
Right, so, like, the Old West costumes in The Hateful Eight, they're the same, like physical look. The colors is just really bright. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that's the difference between that. And they have hats, but they're not like brown. They're like bright blue or like bright pink or something.
Okay, how about this for worst?
Okay.
Godzilla.
Which one, though?
Any of them.
I like that.
Godzilla, the movie archetype.
That would be cool because then you would need to have a Godzilla ice skater.
There would have to be people pushing them around.
No. It's like multiple people standing on each other's shoulders with the person on the bottom on ice skates, and they're all in a Godzilla costume. You see?
That sounds like a recipe for failure.
It sounds really dangerous, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, but you could have cities of, like, ice sculptures, and Godzilla could, like, ram into them and, like, break them. That would be a fun show to go to. When you said worst, I think you meant best, because that would be a fun show
to go to. I mean, I'd go see it, but I don't think it would
Godzilla
be
Godzilla on ice? Like, how fun would that be? That would sell, like, a million tickets with the name alone, you know?
Yeah.
Like if I said Godzilla on ice... And I, like, put that out there, and tickets were, like, I don't know, $50 or whatever. Like, hipsters everywhere plunking that down without sight unseen, not even knowing what the show's about. Just name alone, Godzilla on Ice.
Yeah, that Kickstarter would definitely get all
like,
the backing.
People would just head over heels for Godzilla on Ice. Like,
that's all you would need to say. You don't need pictures of costumes.
You don't need pictures. You don't need a storyboard. You don't need anything. You just say Godzilla on ice. And then people's just imagination kicks in. And they're like, I like Godzilla. I like ice skating. Put them together. What do you get? You get Godzilla on ice. And like I said, you just have Godzilla, a big Godzilla person on skating, ice sculptures, and they're just like whacking him down and stuff. And that's most of the movie. Oh, and then you could do, like, greatest hits of Godzilla. You can get, like, Mothra in there and, like...
Yeah, you could have little cameos.
You know, all the you know, all the monsters. And they're, like, really... They're all ice skaters, too, but they're... All the monsters are multiple skaters because they're bigger than normal people, so that you need, like... You need, like, a... You know that, like, the horse Halloween costume? How, like, someone's the back and someone's the yes. front? Like, it's basically like that, but, like, ice skating version, you know?
Yes.
And then they, like, fight on ice, like Godzilla and Mothra, like, duke it out on ice. Whatever. Yeah. I like that. Best on ice movie, even though Godzilla clearly is the best.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the best one would be.
I like the idea of the Hateful Eight.
You do? Like, you? We were saying that was worse, but you, that's, like, the best for you?
Yeah.
Can it be a musical, too? Can we make
yeah.
that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Like Cabaret, I would see
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, like Cabaret. Like a Hateful Eight musical Cabaret.
No, we're not combining them. Like, one or the other.
All right, fine. Hateful Eight Cabaret on ice. And there's, like, dance routines... And small, like, some songs and stuff, you know.
What about, like, The Usual Suspects?
The Usual Suspects.
Wait, no, ice. That wouldn't work at all.
Why not? How would that not work? That would work great.
Would it?
I can imagine every movie. Throw a movie at me, I'll explain to you how it'll work on ice. All right, so Usual Suspects on ice opens with them in the Usual Suspect lineup on ice, yeah. right?
Okay.
And... Okay, so they're standing on the, you know, the police lineup, you know what I'm talking right. about. And the lineup is like, it's like a background cardboard cutout behind them. So it's not, yeah. not it's a movable thing, basically. And yes. so some skaters behind them are moving the background, and they're skating all over the place, but the background stays behind them, so it looks like they're on a lineup, but they're doing all these... crazy skate routines at the same time, and they're right. like doing jumps and stuff, and so like, and each skate, oh, and then there's like a, you know how in The Usual Suspects they're on the lineup and then it like zooms in on a character and like kind of tells you his backstory like really quickly,
oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
so when that happens, that skater solos, he like steps out of the lineup, the spotlight comes on him, everything else goes dark, and he does a skate routine for like a minute that really demonstrates
yeah his it's interpretive character. Dance
yes, and it's like how his character is yeah. like, you know,
it's like in Les Mis when they're about to do a song solo, it just goes dark everywhere, yeah, and
everyone is
that guy gets the spotlight out,
but it's just that guy, so he just does like a skate interpretive dance thing, and that's like kind of his character personality. Oh, and there's no dialogue. Everything is just interpretive dance.
Can they sing?
Yes, they can sing, though.
I'm okay with having songs, but regular dialogue,
yeah. I don't know. No dialogue, just interpretive dance. So every part of Usual Suspects is like through interpretive dance.
Yes, and Kaiser Soze is like the worst skater.
He's because he has a limp.
Yes. Well, I mean, you don't know, but Kevin Spacey, oh, rather... God. And then at the end, it's revealed that he can actually skate okay. That's, oh, like, the big that's reveal.
Oh, that's the big reveal scene. Like, the whole thing, he's, like, skating really bad.
Yeah,
he's, and like, everyone's falling. Like, oh, this... Yeah, like, he's doing it on purpose. Like, it's part of the act.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he skates out of the police office, you know, like,
yeah.
to leave...
Everybody's like, what?
He's, like, skating really bad. And then he starts skating real good. And then he does all these, like, crazy, like, spins yeah. and stuff.
It turns out he's the greatest, like, Olympic athlete-level skater ever. And there's a huge standing ovation, and
yeah, all the lights go black. It's just spotlight on him. He's doing like Olympic level stuff.
Yeah,
like he's just doing crazy stuff. And then he like lands like some insane move and skates mm-hmm. off, and then lights, and that's the show. That's The Usual Suspects on ice.
Oh, I love it. It's so I good.
Love it too. It's so good. Wow, that's like I would watch that. That would be really fun.
Someone's going to steal that idea.
The Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
On ice. I love the Kaiser Soze thing. Like, that one's like the reverb.
That totally works.
It works super well.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bad skater. And then he's just like, boom, he's really good at skating. The flashbacks would be really fun in yeah. The Usual Suspects, too. Like, remember when they flashback to, like, Kaiser Soze? Like, the like yeah, fake killing dream all those sequence?
Families and stuff.
Yeah, like, that would be really fun to do on ice, too. Because there'd just be, like, a bunch of, like, in and out, skating around. Like, people would be, like, you know.
Yeah, you could give him like a mock machine gun with blanks in it, mm-hmm. and just have yeah. people like getting shot everywhere. Yeah,
and he's like skating around everybody. Yeah, and they're getting shot, and they're like doing some like spins to like fall yeah, down.
He's,
and stuff.
He's doing like skate gun foo.
Yes. Like, yes, he's doing skate gun foo, like, in equilibrium, like, yeah. shit. Like, he's like... this is, like, the best movie. I love it. So, anyway, Usual Suspects on Ice. Coming to a rink near you in 2017.
As soon as possible.
I'm just kidding. All right. What is something that is impossible to look cool while doing?
Do you have one in mind?
I feel like most things that I do on a daily basis are impossible yeah,
same.
To look cool while doing. No, but I'm trying to think of like, average day-to-day stuff. I'm thinking of like stuff that like you need to do, but like it's like an accidental thing. Like, say you're, like, standing around, you're being all cool, you know, whatever, and then you, like, drop something. Like, picking something up you dropped is impossible to look cool doing, like, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I meant to do that.
Like, yeah, that was
screw it.
What's up? Yeah, that's just how I roll. What's going on, everyone?
You throw it back down again? Yeah.
You spike it? You're like, yeah, I was intended to do that. Like, a good example is, like, you're, like, eating lunch or something, right? And you can't really look cool while eating lunch, but, like, you can look... What's so funny?
You drop your lunch tray.
I didn't mean that, but that's even funnier. You're, like, looking all cool. You're like, I'm really rocking this eating lunch look.
And yeah, like, I nailed that.
Nail everything, and then you're like, shit, how do I look cool while doing this? So you're like... You reach down and people are looking at you, and you give them like the what's up, like kind of like head.
And you
bob.
Pull out your sunglasses and you're put like, them on, like walk you're like, away.
It's cool. I meant to do that. I like it on the floor. I like a little, floor germs in my lunch. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I've dropped lunch stuff like that so many times in my life.
Yeah, and no matter what, you can't look cool while you're doing it.
No, I mean, my usual reaction is just like, okay, I guess I'll just go die now. Like,
yeah, it's like,
my life is over.
And then every time you do that, like, if you drop something, like, even if you just drop, like, a napkin, it's still, like, completely embarrassing to, like, pick it up off the floor. Because it's like, is he going to, like, use that after he dropped it on the floor? You know what I mean? Like,
and you're just like, no, it's fine. I don't need a new napkin. Don't trouble the waiter.
But the other problem is like, or like a fork or something, right?
Yeah.
You know, like the other problem is like, if you don't pick it up, you're kind of a jerk because people are like, he just dropped that and he's ignoring it.
He's
like
just
either
leave it there.
Either he's an idiot and he doesn't know he dropped something, or he's trying to pretend to be cool. You know what I mean? So I guess that's a strategy if you want to remain cool after you drop something, just pretend it doesn't exist. Like,
yeah,
nothing happened. I just dropped my bagel. It's fine. I don't even know what's there. I don't need that thing. Whatever. Whatevs.
You ever been eating something new and you mm-hmm. didn't know how to eat it and you ate it wrong?
Yes,
and
I have.
You have to pass it off as, that's how I eat this.
Yes,
it's just how I do it.
This is just my way. That's just how I do it. That's another thing. Like, looking cool while eating things is really challenging.
Yeah, especially if you don't know how to eat it.
I'm trying to think of something recently that I ate that I didn't know how to eat it.
When I was younger, like artichoke things that you pull off, I thought you ate the whole thing.
Oh, you thought you just put the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah, no, you just dip the end in butter and like... Eat the heart part off. But no, I just put that whole leaf in my mouth and was like, what?
Like, what? This is just like, I like the whole thing. I like the whole artichoke. What, do you have a problem with that? Or
yeah, it has thorns on it, but it just adds a flavor.
When I was a kid, I didn't know how to eat corn. Like, I mean, I do now. You know, like, corn isn't complicated to eat, but it's like, there's a technique that you employ to eat corn on the cob, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I didn't know what the hell I was supposed to do, so I just, like, randomly... you know, ate it however I wanted. But I feel like today, if you're giving someone corn and they never eat corn before, and they tried to like eat it, they'd probably come up with some weird way. They'd probably like shave it off with like a knife or something, you know?
Yeah, first they'd probably just try to like take a bite out of it, like an apple.
And then
they'd
be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
And then you'd have to explain that that's like part of your eating corn routine. Like, did you just try to take a bite out of the corn? It's just like, just prepping the corn. Like,
making sure it's done.
Just like, this is how I eat corn, man. Yeah. Just chill out. Like, I always take a bite of my corn first. Just, if you can, and then you have to, like, make up an excuse. Like, you know, if you can bite through the corn, you know it's not ready. So, I just check before I eat corn. Like, it's cool. Just chill out. You say the word chill out a lot.
Yeah.
Too. That's an important thing. What's a weird food to eat? Like, that you have to eat it a specific way.
Chinese hot pot.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a pot in the middle of the table, and you have to cook all your own food in it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, a special way to do everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yeah, I still don't know how.
I still don't know how to eat things with chopsticks properly. Like, I do it, but, like, I don't think I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
So, but I think most people don't know what they're doing with that, so that's different. Oh, if you didn't, you know what's a food that's impossible to look cool while you're eating? A hot dog. Like, no, there's no way you can look cool while eating a hot dog.
Clint Eastwood eats a hot dog in a movie and makes it look pretty cool.
Does he?
I wish I had that scene on hand right now.
I don't think there's any way to make a hot dog.
I don't even remember what movie. I think it was Dirty Harry, but
ice cream's another one. I don't think you can make ice cream look cool.
Yeah, you're like licking it like an idiot.
That's another one. If you like didn't know how to eat ice cream properly and you like bite into it like accidentally, and then people like look at you like, what are you doing? And you're like, ow, ow, ow. And then you have to be like, oh, I always like to test the ice cream.
I like to eat a whole hog.
That's how I like my ice cream. Just yeah. Eat it like an apple, you know? That's what I do. So eating is our answer to something impossible while looking cool.
Yeah.
Eating and picking things up. You can't look cool no matter what. I think running fast to get somewhere, like not like jogging, but like if you're late for something, you know, or you need to get somewhere, no matter how you run, you're going to look
totally out of place,
like a dweeb when you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like. And I do this all the time because I'm always like, oh, shit, I need to get to the... And I run. And then I'm just thinking... Every time I'm running, I'm thinking in my head, like, what do I... How goofy do I look right now? Like, it must be really goofy.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of lanky, too. So I'm just imagining people looking at me. My limbs are, like, flailing everywhere. And, like...
Especially me, personally. I don't run very often. So when I do, I don't really have good running form.
Yeah. So it's like... I don't really have a form at all, really. It's just like...
Yeah.
Limbs are flying all over the place real quick. And, you know, people are probably like, what is up with this guy? You know, and then afterwards, like, you're really out of breath because you don't run that often.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, oh, yeah, just working up.
Trying to look cool while, like, wheezing.
Yeah, wheezing. That's impossible, too.
Like, no, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, it's just... Who's my routine? Just working up the cardio. You know how it is,
the endorphins.
Man. The endorphins. Gotta get my daily.
My steps in.
I like how after each one of these, we have like a cool dude that's trying to justify it. Like, oh, yeah. just gotta get. This is how I do it, dude. Like, just gotta get my stuff out of there. You know.
Yeah, I'm on a personal journey.
That's it, man. This is what it is. Okay, you ready for another one?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, you got one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
What two animals would you like to see interbred to make one species?
Oh, God, that's a disgusting question.
First of all, let me just say that I don't want to see that with any two animals, but we have to give an answer.
Okay.
Don't think about the mechanics of
it. I'm going to think of, like, how it looks.
Think about the end product, the means to it.
All right, how about this? Yeah. I'll give you an animal, and then you give me an animal, and then we'll combine them together.
Okay? Perfect, yeah.
So... I'm going to go with a shark because they're badass.
I was going to pick a shark. That's not
really?
Fair. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah. Sharks are awesome, right?
Yeah.
So what could we combine with a shark?
Right. So the first thing my mind goes to is an octopus.
That's the first thing my mind went to, too. No, it's Are you serious? Yes, it is. I was about to say shark octopus. Are we, like, on the same wavelength or something?
What's going on here?
I'm completely serious. I was about to say octopus.
Sharktopus.
Sharktopus. Is that a real thing? I feel like maybe that's a real thing.
I think that's a movie, actually. I think I've seen that movie.
Maybe. Anyway, that would be awesome. There are two reasons that my mind went there. Because sharks are awesome, and octopuses are really smart, and they also have really long arms.
Yes.
So, like, combining those, I feel like they would take over the planet.
Yeah, you know? They would definitely be really, really big underwater.
They would rule the ocean, yes.
Yeah.
Sharks are dumb, but they're really good predators. Like, they have really good instincts, and they can kill anything.
Mm-hmm.
Octopus are actually really, really smart, and they can hide anywhere, and they're very manipulative animals.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think if you combine them, then, I don't know, it'd be scary. It'd be
fun. I was reading this article about octopus intelligence, and scientists... I say scientists with a grain of salt. I don't remember where this article was from, but it says that scientists, quote, are interested in octopuses, octopi. I don't know what
octopi,
the correct...
Octopi, I think.
I don't know what the correct nomenclature is, but it says that they're the closest thing to alien intelligence that we would have on this planet because they're not vertebrates, and every other intelligent species pretty much has a vertebrae.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
So they're totally... Their intelligence would be totally different from ours.
Isn't it weird that, like, whenever, like, in fiction, whenever we have, like, weird animal-human hybrids, a lot of times it's octopus-based, you know?
Yeah, that
like
is weird.
Like, Cthulhu, or, like, there's, like, you know, octopus-based creatures in D&D, and, like, there's a lot of, like, in Star Trek or other sci-fi shows, there's, like, very octopusian, like...
Octopusian?
You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
They're so, I don't know. They, like, use that a lot in fiction, and so, like, maybe there's, like, some weird...
Not even, like, necessarily direct clones of octopuses, but a lot of aliens in popular culture have octopus features. Tentacles.
Yeah. Like, tentacles, yeah. Or, like, the way their nose is shaped.
Or, like, yeah,
or the way
eyes
their head is shaped, or their eyes are, like... The way they, like, breathe or whatever, you know?
Camouflage.
Like they have really interesting, like, octopus-like features. It's just, that's an interesting observation. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe we secretly know something about aliens that we didn't. Ooh.
Maybe we're the aliens and we've pushed the octopi into the ocean.
Maybe.
I like how the first thing I assume is that we're the extraterrestrials.
I know. I was thinking, like, maybe, like, somewhere along the line, we knew about octopus aliens already, and we just forgot it as a species.
No,
but no, we're the aliens, and we've taken over from the octopus.
Yes.
No, they're supposed to be, like, really freaking smart. Like, really, really smart.
Yeah, I've seen, like, videos of them opening jars and stuff.
We don't even know how smart they are, because their brain doesn't work like our brain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can think about that, like...
We can't really give them an SAT test.
I think there's,
test.
Like, a study, there's, like... They're doing the same thing with, like, you know how they do, like, with birds, and some birds are really dumb, but some are really smart, like, birds of prey are really smart, and they'll have, like, the test where they, like, identify colors and stuff. Like, I think they did one of those with an octopus, and it, like, figured out the sequence, and then it, like, figured out how to play the game in such a way that it's not cheating, but it was, like, min-maxing the system, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's just, like, they're really smart, and they're scary creatures, so, I don't know, a sharktopus would be insane. I imagine, like, it's the body of a shark and it just has tentacles, like, coming out of the back of it.
I'm not seeing a tail. I just see the upper half of a shark.
Okay, so, like, it's... Okay, so here it is.
I know what you're about to say.
What? No, say, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's the upper half of a shark and the tentacles replace the lower.
Yes. So it's just like...
It's like a shark in a tutu.
Yes, basically. Like, the best part is, like, imagine an octopus, and now, like, imagine a shark emerging from the octopus's, like, front part, and that's the sharktopus. It's like a shark in a tutu. That's actually a really good... If the tutu was made of octopus tentacles, then that's what it is. And it doesn't have a tail. It uses its tentacles to swim.
Yes.
That'd be a frightening creature.
I don't want to spend time in the water with that.
I like how we had the exact same creature idea.
Because he can grab you and eat you.
Oh, I know. It would be so frightening. Like, he'd be really fast. He can camouflage. And you can't get away from him. Because, like, you can't... I mean, it's hard to get away from a shark because they're so fast. But, like, on the off chance that, like, you do get away, like, you know, you're lucky. But with a sharktopus, like, he can grab you and hold on to you. Like, so, like, you have no chance. And, yeah, he can camouflage. And he can, like, hide in rocks and stuff. And he's really smart. Like, you're dead. Like, there's no turning back. You're dead if you see a sharktopus. And that's the creature I'd make. All right. Here's a really depressing question.
Well, let's hear it.
But it's fun in a dark way. Okay. You can sell your IQ points for $500,000 a point, which is really high. That's a lot. That's
way too high.
How many do you sell, and what do you do with the money? I feel like that's extremely high. Because, like, I would sell, like, all my points until I get down to, like, average intelligence. And then I'd be really rich. And I'd be like, whatever, I don't care. You know?
Dude, I would go below average. That's awesome. Like,
you'd just be like,
who cares? You're rich. Why do you need to be like smart?
Forrest Gump level of intelligence, yeah. Right? And then just be, like, a multi-millionaire. Yeah. That's a stupid question. I mean, it's not a stupid question.
No, it's not. But no, I would go below. I don't know what the current calibration or normal levels of IQs are, what mine is. But
100 is average.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I would sell to like 80, IQ? Probably.
You can brag. What's your IQ?
I don't know what it is.
You've never taken an IQ test?
I might have, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay. I know mine, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to.
Yeah, don't say it on the internet.
I don't want you to feel beneath me. No, I'm just kidding. It's 190. No, I'm just kidding.
1,000.
It's above average, but not like ridiculously. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I'd probably sell down to maybe not to 100, but like, you know, a little above average, but like enough that I'm going to like be set for life financially.
Yeah, I totally would.
Okay, what's the lowest monetary value you would put on an IQ point, but still sell a couple of them? You know what I mean? And let's preface this by saying we really know that IQ points are pretty much meaningless in like real psychology, but like we're ascribing this to like overall intelligence and just using IQ points as like an abstract way to
You know,
yeah. So
anyway, yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know. I'm not really that attached to my intelligence.
That's a weird thing to say.
Maybe like,
I don't need it.
Money might be better.
Would you be the same person?
That's what I'm worried about, you see.
That's an interesting philosophical question. Yeah. I'm not attached to my intelligence, but I am attached to my
being.
My thought process. Like, I... You know, everyone has their own way they think, and, like, that's partly due to how their intelligence is, you know? Mm. And I don't want to lose that, you know?
I'd still sell a couple.
Like, if... What's the minimum value, though? What would you, like, the lowest value you'd take?
Maybe, like, 20 grand.
20 grand for 1 point?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, I would sell 1 point for 20 grand.
Yeah, no problem. You take that have 20 grand and just, like, put it in a really, really speculative stock and just see what happens.
Yeah, I would do that. Like, they could have, like, a bank where they do that, you know? You're just like, I'm running low on cash today. Let me sell it.
I've got a really good idea for a business.
Wasn't there a movie about that, but with, like, time or something? And, like, Justin Timberlake was in it?
You, like, sell your life or something?
Yeah, you sell, like, time off your life and you get, like, money or something.
That's pretty much any devil story.
Anyway, so it was like that. But this would be like for IQ. So you'd go to the bank and you'd be like, I want to sell 1 point. And they'd be like, all right, the going rate is, and there'd be like a different exchange rate every day or something. They'd be like, the going rate is 20 grand. And you're like, all right, cool. And you're basically like selling, like it's like selling a used car or something. Like you're just like, here you go. And then you get your money. And you could do this as often as you want, you know?
Here's the thing though with the company. They take the money, and they invest it for you. It's like a mutual fund.
Oh, so you don't actually control the money.
No, you don't control the money, and you don't get the money for like 5 years.
Well, maybe, but what about the people that, like, they need cash quick?
That's a good point. Okay, so
maybe you can take, like, a lot less if you can get it. Like, you can either do, like, the investment version, which is, like, 20 grand and it's invested, or you can get, like, the quick cash version, which is, like, 5 grand.
But you get it. It's like Loan Shark.
Yeah. But you get it, like, right away. You get it, like, now. You know what I mean? This is super dystopian, man.
I really hope that never happens, because there are people...
super dystopian.
There are people that would just not be able to handle that.
What do you mean?
They would just get rid of all of them.
All their IQ?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be really dumb, but they'd be really rich. Oh, I just thought of a bad way of this movie. Like, another device. You can buy IQ, too.
Oh, no.
There's like a reseller's market.
Oh no.
And that's how the prices adjust so much, because it's like a stock market with IQ, right? So like prices go up and down. Yeah. And so people get really rich on selling IQ Mac, and then later they'll buy it, and then you can have like a procedure that like you can implant it into your own brain. So like basically really clever people can become like really rich super geniuses.
And just get richer and cleverer and until get richer they just max out.
Yep, and then their heads are, like, really big.
Yeah.
And they're, like, yeah, they're, like, super, they're, like, mad scientists or whatever. Yeah, that's depressing.
That is depressing.
I would watch that, like, movie or whatever.
I'd read a short story. I don't know if I would read a whole book.
It's a depressing thought.
Yeah.
Selling your IQ and then buying it back. I like the aftermarket. That's, like, really... dark. And
that's real dark.
Like aftermarket IQ, and like you can buy like not as good IQ. It's like
it's class B.
It's not like it's not like certified pre-owned. Like you know, like when you buy a used car, you can get like certified used, or you can get like you can take a chance and buy them like a third party. Like you can buy like some bad IQ that's like not as good, and it like messes you up or whatever. Sounds like drug dealing almost. You know, like, oh, you got the stuff. I'm looking for 10 points.
I need some Q.
I don't care. Some Q. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Like, I need some Q. I don't care where it's coming from. Doesn't need to be licensed. And they're like, I got you. And they, like, take you into a back alley or whatever. They do the deal.
They give you your cue.
And I imagine they have, like, there's, like, a laptop with, like, neural ports, like in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And they, like, stick it in the back of your head. And then, like, it transfers IQ in and out, and then it also transfers, like, because it's, like, a credit system in the future, right? So it just, like, transfers it in and out from your account. So, like, all right, transfer's complete. Thanks for doing business. And you're like, you're welcome or whatever, you know? This is shady.
Super dark. All right.
I've got one.
Another one? All right. What is the most 1990s statement you can say?
Totally rad. I don't know.
That's a good one.
That's pretty 90s, David, right? That was the 90s, right? Yeah, totally rad.
Yeah, totally rad was 90s.
Anything totally something. Totally rad.
Gnarly. That 90s? That might have been 80s.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
That was a totally rad, gnarly wave you hit there, Maurice. I don't know.
Wipe out.
Whoa. This is just like surfer talk now. Yeah. But to be fair, that all got really popular in the 90s. Like that style of talking, the like Southern California kind of style. I'm trying to think of what else. Super 90s. Yeah.
Just totally take rad. Keanu Reeves, any movie before he was in action movies.
Yeah. Like the, you know what movie made a very big impact on popular culture that people don't really realize?
Bill and Ted?
Yeah. Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, most people know what Bill and Ted is.
Right.
It's not a huge movie. It's a pretty cult movie, though, still. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a huge success in the 80s or whatever. Because I think it came out either late 80s or early 90s. I don't remember, but one of those. But anyway, like, Bill and Ted, like, if you go back and watch that, it's just, like, a template for what... how people talked in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was before that all happened, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a preface to how people talked in the 1990s. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it was cool, because they were kids, and they hadn't... as they grew up, they would become the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It, I don't know. It was weird. Like, people didn't... I mean, people probably talked like that a little when the movie came out, but, like, it wasn't until the 90s that, like, really...
Yeah, that was pretty... Maybe... I don't want to say experimental. That might be too extreme, but...
What, movie?
All their dialogue and mannerisms.
Oh, yeah.
They really, like, metal and...
Yeah. I think they probably took some dialogue that... Someone knew people that talked like that, and they just used it in the movie.
Yeah.
And then it got really popular, and a lot of people talked like that in the 90s. Like, that was how, like, a lot of people talked like that.
Yeah.
And I associate a lot of that to Bill and Ted, like, that movie.
Same.
The way they talked. It's kind of crazy that, like, that small, that huge movie had such an impact on popular culture.
Did you see the sequel where it got, like, all philosophical and kind of extremely weird?
That was really weird. That's almost like... I'm not gonna say I like the sequel, but I like the
idea of it.
I like the idea of the sequel, yes.
It's like kind of like a, what was Dogma?
Yes,
it's a little, kind of like Dogma. It's a big parody of just...
Yeah. It's a weird movie.
It's weird. It's way weirder than Dogma.
Yeah. It's good. I need to go watch Bill and Ted 2 again. Because one is just lighthearted, like, whoa, dude, like, hey, Socrates, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, 2.
Bill and Ted 2 is Bill and Ted, the characters confronting philosophy.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's really weird. It's cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool.
All right.
You got one for us?
I do. Let me see what I have not done. I feel like I had a really good one here, and I forgot what it was. Okay, here's a quick one. What's something you've never done that most of the world has done?
I've never had a really big beard.
I don't know if most of the world has had a really big
beard. A lot of them have. I think maybe more than other stuff. True.
Yeah, I've never had a really big beard either. I can't grow a really big beard, though.
I don't know if I could. I've never...
You should try. No, you shouldn't. Yeah, actually, you should.
I enjoy being employed.
Well, to be fair, there's plenty of employed people that have really big beards.
Yeah,
you have to just spend time grooming that.
They didn't go through the bearding process while they were... You know, they already had it somehow. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
You look really awkward when you're on your beard journey.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, they didn't start, and then they're like, all right, just letting you know I'm going on a beard journey.
Yeah.
It's going to take me, like, 8 months to get
I'm
going to
look horrible I'm going to look real weird.
I'm going to look fine for the first month or two, because it'll look like I'm, like, Colin Farrell or whatever. But then it'll just be really bad for, like, 6 months. And then I'll look like a lumberjack, and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, getting there is hard. I think that's the problem that I have. Like, I've tried to grow a beard, and then it's like, I'll get to the stage where it, like, looks fine short, and then there's a point where it, like, gets really bad looking.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore, and I just shave it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about how my beard works. It's like, looks fine for the first month. The second month, it's, like, fuller, but, like... generally okay, and then he gets to like month three and she's like, this looks really bad, and then you just have to get rid of it because it's just like everywhere and it just it's bad.
And you know, if you did like 2 years, it would probably like full out and be shapely and nice and all that.
But I'm not willing to
getting there is
I'm not willing to look like that before.
Yeah,
like that's really rough.
Yeah.
But that's how it is every time for me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to grow a beard. And then I'm like, this looks really bad. So, I don't know. Yeah. Growing a beard, yeah, that's a good one.
What's one for you?
I don't know. I feel like I've done most things most people have done.
Have not had kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a easy one to say.
That's super easy.
I don't know. All right, I got another question, though.
All right, let's go.
What actor would make the worst Batman?
John C. Reilly.
You use that for everything.
I mean, am I wrong?
Like, no, he's the worst everything.
Yeah. No, we can think of better.
We can.
Someone we don't use every episode.
Who's really weird? But like, I don't know.
Oprah Winfrey would not make a good Batman.
I would watch that Batman.
I would watch it and probably like it, but
I need like a comedian that's like really goofy. No, maybe not. Maybe I need to go, because like you said, like the first thought is like, oh, John C. Reilly or Will Ferrell or some like goofy comedian, right?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. That's like almost too obvious. I think it needs to be more like a really serious actor that's like, or maybe not serious, but just like really unusual actor, you know? The like, like, like Michael Cera.
That's perfect.
Do you know who that is?
I know who that is. That's super bad. No, it's yes. Perfect. That's the answer.
Like, he'd be really skinny and small. And he'd, like, have no deep voice. He'd be like, I'm Batman. Like, hey, I'm Batman.
Yeah. No, I like Michael Cera. He's a good actor, but...
Yeah, but he's not, like...
He's not Batman.
He's not a comedian, but at the same time, he's not a bad Batman for, like, stupid reasons. He's just a bad Batman because he just wouldn't make a good Batman. That's yeah. It. You know,
not knocking him though. He's a good actor.
No, he is a good actor. But yeah, he was Scott Pilgrim, so I mean, he was kind of a superhero already.
Wasn't he Kick-Ass?
No.
Who was Kick-Ass? Wait,
I don't know.
That the Nicolas Cage and
yeah.
Chloe Mortez. I think it might have been Michael Cera.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't think I ever saw it. Maybe it did.
It's a good movie.
All right, I'm running out of steam here.
I can do one real quick.
All right, do one.
All right, what two superpowers would be useless on their own, but if you had them both, they would be really useful?
Really useful or really bad?
Useful is what they...
let's do both. Okay. So they're kind of useful, but then when together, they're really useful, basically?
They're not useful, and then they become useful.
Oh, they're not useful at all, and they become useful if you have both of them. I don't know. I feel like every superpower would be useful first. Okay. So you could, like, heat things.
Okay.
And that's not really useful, right?
That's extremely useful.
Okay, but damn it. That doesn't work then.
How about this? You can survive explosions. Specifically explosions.
Okay.
That's not really useful, right?
Not unless you're like an action hero or
a bomb. I think chances are you'll never be in an explosion situation.
True. Okay. What's the second one then?
You can explode yourself. It's like explosion immunity, and you can...
you're explosion man.
Yes.
What a superpower. Explosion man. It's like the Incredible Hulk, but like if the Incredible Hulk was just like a one and done kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, and then you just explode, and then everyone dies, and then you just... Would you like come back? How would that work? Like, would you like... Would you explode? Like, would your body explode?
It would, like, maybe go out of your body through your pores or something. I don't know.
The explosion?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm imagining, like, you actually explode, then afterwards you, like, rewind back.
Like Terminator 2?
Yeah, kinda. But faster rewind.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like, a boom, and then... Like, you'd implode back in. This is a good superhero idea.
That's a really funny superhero.
Explosion Man. So basically, Explosion Man, you just throw him into like a den of bad guys. And then he just explodes. And then he just goes back and then he's like, I'm done. I won. The problem with Explosion Man is like, he would like, you could create some casualties on your team. So you need to like, you know. Need to make it safe, so you need to clear out of Explosion Man's way before you like you utilize him
as a hero. I feel like a little bit is lost on that hero too, because there's no drama of catching the bad guy and like interrogating him and making him realize he's wrong.
He just explodes,
but because he's the bad guy's never gonna live,
no matter what. Maybe Explosion Man is like, this is actually interesting. Because, like, other superheroes have two modes, right? They have, like, fighting mode, where they're not trying to kill, but they're trying to, like, incapacitate enough to, like, you know, take them in or whatever.
Right.
And then they have, like, okay, I'm going to kill these people mode, where they're, like, literally out to kill someone. Like, you know, Batman usually doesn't kill people, but he can if he needs to. Same with Superman, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. Explosion Man doesn't have those. He's yeah. either murder everyone or... instead of incapacitating, it's intimidate everyone. Right? Like, yes. those are his only techniques he has at his disposal. He can either blow up and just murder a bunch of people, or he can go in and be like, hey, I'm Explosion Man. You gotta sit down and talk to me or I'm gonna explode. So he, like, uses, like, intense, like interrogation techniques or intense, like, threat techniques to, like, get what he wants.
Yeah, he's he's like an illusionist or a psychiatrist. He understands psychology somehow and uses his...
He has a degree in psychology.
Yeah.
That's his backstory. He's a PhD in psychology, and he was practicing for, like, 5 years until he... went to
and what happened?
What's his origin story? I automatically, whenever I think of an origin story for superheroes, I just think of Joker's because, like, it's the easiest one.
Yeah, he falls into the chemicals.
Yeah, it's like he went to a client's place of business and he worked in a warehouse and he was like the shift supervisor. And so he went there because the shift supervisor couldn't take the day off. So Explosion Man, who's the psychologist before he was Explosion Man, goes over there to do a, like, lunch session with him.
Yeah, maybe he was doing, like, an audit for, like, employee morale or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, they were doing that month they were going to do, like, employees can go talk to him about their psychological needs or whatever for, like, yeah. 1 month. Like, it's kind of like
something,
an audit. Yeah. Emotional. Yeah, like a day.
He's a military contractor. He debriefs soldiers or something.
Yeah, and he, like, helps with... employee morale and, like,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. And so he's there in one of his sessions where he's trying to, like, you know, do that. And he's getting the tour
yes.
of the factory. And they manufacture, like, plastic or something.
Yeah.
Like, really... Oh, it has to be explosive-y. Plastic that can stretch really far. Like, really stretchy plastic.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
That can, like, you can mold into, like, extreme shapes.
It's a really experimental, stretchy plastic.
It's
a military grade bouncy ball.
Great. Yes. It's like they're contracted by the US government to make this plastic, this extreme plastic that you can mold into any shape you want, and it can like mold back to its original shape. And so he's getting the grand tour, and, like, there's a guy that he talked to earlier that opened up to him about, like, some terrible thing that happened to him when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He's really mad about it, and he's never told anyone about it, and he's, like, really angry, so he, like, charges the psychologist man.
I like it,
and
yeah.
And the psychologist is like, what do I do now? And he tries to, like, put his hands up, but the guy, like, swings a punch, and he, like, dodges backwards, and he falls over the railing into the vat.
Into the vat.
Of the plastic.
And then, okay, so that explains his, like, explosive resistance. Power. Then the guy who pushed him in takes out a Zippo and lights it and throws it in the vat.
Yes. And then he, like, gets burned all over his body.
Yeah.
And it, like, engulfs him or whatever.
Yeah, the vat explodes, but he survives somehow.
And then the, like, officer in charge of everything, mm-hmm. like, tries to arrest the guy that just did that. But he, like, resists, and, like, a scuffle ensues, and then he falls over into the other vat.
Okay, and that's his arch nemesis, right?
Of some other experimental plastic.
Yes. That's his arch nemesis. Perfect.
That's his arch nemesis. Maybe he's, like, Implosion Man or something.
How does that work? What, he can just, like, make people really uncomfortable by imploding himself? Like, oh, that guy's weird. Don't go near him.
I forgot that this power was, like, self only. Like, I was thinking, oh, he could implode people, but, like, if we're applying the same laws to an Explosion Man, he could only do it to himself. He would just implode himself. He could, like, sneak into places. Like, he could get really small.
He's like Ant-Man, or...
I guess so. I don't know.
I think when you implode, you can't do stuff anymore.
It would just look really weird. People would be really uncomfortable with what's happening. And then they would need a psychologist to talk about it.
Okay.
And that's where Explosion Man comes in. He's like, I'll talk about it. But yeah, that's how Explosion Man has, like, is good with talking to people. He can either murder a bunch of people, or he can go in and, like, hash it out. He's like, I'm gonna explode unless you give me what I want.
Come talk to me like a reasonable person.
Let's talk about it. And then, like, he has, like, he carries, like, a remote psychology, like room with, like, a couch and a chair set up for the villains.
Yeah, and he's got, like, a copy of the DSM 5th edition or something.
Yes, yes. And he's just like, no, tell me about why you wanna, you know, steal all this money or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Explosion Man. I like this backstory.
Yeah, I think he's cool.
I like Implosion Man. He's really bad. Maybe he's just a bad guy that also can implode. Like, he's like, you know, like a regular villain that, for all intents and purposes, doesn't really have any superpowers, but he can implode.
Okay, how about this? Implosion Man can implode with such force that he goes into another dimension and can travel between places.
Whoa, that just, he just became, like, really powerful then.
Yeah.
That's, like...
So he can escape, like, Explosion Man.
Maybe, basically. So, like, in Explosion Man Volume 1, he's fighting Implosion Man. And Implosion Man can just really do it originally to, like, hide, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he can temporarily go invisible, essentially, and, like, come back and surprise somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of that one, Explosion Man is trying to reason with him. He's, like, talked like, him down for a while. He's like, I'm going to explode if you don't, you know, consign to reason. And, you know, he has some terrorist plot to, like, blow up the city or something, right?
Yeah.
Explosion Man's like, fine, you're making me do this. I don't like killing people, but I have to. And he gets ready to explode, right?
Yes.
And Implosion Man's like, I have to get away. So he implodes, but he does it with such force that he travels into another dimension.
And then he learns the secret of interdimension travel.
Right, and that's, like, the cliffhanger of Volume 1 of Explosion Man.
That's a cool comic.
And then Explosion Man Volume 2, he comes back with, like, an army of, like, aliens or something.
Yeah.
And he's, like, their leader or something. I don't know. It's basically, like, the Avengers, the end of the Avengers.
With Explosion Man.
With Explosion Man and Implosion Man. And they're both very psychological characters.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, Watchmen level of, like... character psychology, you know.
Yeah, the Explosion Man is the good psychologist. He's, like, that archetype. And Implosion Man is, like, mental illness archetype, like the damaged mind.
Yeah, exactly. So this would be good. This would win awards and stuff.
Ready for trivia?
Yeah, let's go into trivia.
Okay. Your categories this week are Antarctica.
Okay.
Bird.
Of course.
And video games.
Antarctica, bird, and video games. All right.
I'm going to have you choose your lifelines.
I would like 30-second Yahoo.
Okay.
I would like Monty Hall.
Monty Hall.
And I would like Ask a Rando. And I was going to do Rhyme Time, but I want to do Ask a Rando.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Okay, your first question. Who owns Antarctica? A, Australia. B, Argentina. C, the UK. Or D, other. And you don't have to say who. You can just say other.
Just other.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't think it's Argentina. That just doesn't make any sense why Argentina would own Antarctica. Like, they don't really have any other countries. Is Antarctica a country? I don't think it is, actually.
I actually don't know the answer to that question.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would be weird if Antarctica was owned by Argentina. I could see it being owned by the UK, and I could see it being owned by Australia. But I could see it being owned by other as well. Like, some random place. What do I want to use on this one? I think I'm going to do Monty Hall it.
Monty Hall it?
Yeah.
All right. What you locking in?
I'm going to lock in Argentina.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, should I lock in Argentina? That's good, right? The one I lock in will be the... Yeah. I'm locking in Argentina. All right.
So I will remove two choices that it can't be.
Yes.
I'm going to remove Australia and the UK.
So it's either Argentina or other?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to go with other, final answer.
Other is correct.
Yes! And what is the actual thing, though?
No one owns Antarctica.
Oh, it's a trick question.
It's a trick question. Australia, Argentina, and the UK have bid on Australia,
but
no one owns it.
Wow, that's weird.
And you know, the reason I picked Antarctica as our trivia question today
Why
is because that scientist in Antarctica who is really jealous of us always doing Australia.
That's listening to us.
Yes.
Did we go over that in this episode?
We did.
That
we did at the very beginning.
Okay. How did you pick that question before we talked about it?
I had this in mind to talk about.
Oh. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, fine.
All right. Next category is duck. Or bird, rather. It's about a duck. Duck goose.
You gave it away. Spoiler.
Well, what is the term for the horny-like projection at the end of a duck's bill?
Okay.
A, the nail. B, the flute. C, the spur. D, the barb. Isn't this a good question?
These all sound like... legitimate names. I wish this was like three obviously wrong ones and like one. Like I wish it was like the barb and then like the glucan man and then the
shoelace.
Yeah, but no, it's like they all sound legitimate.
Yeah, I did good on this one.
So okay, the nail, the barb,
the flute, and the flute, spur.
The spur. This all sound like a duck bill. If someone walked up to me and was like, "And now the duck's flute will extend," and I'd be like, "I can believe you." Okay. I don't think it's. I don't know if I want to do ask a rando. I don't know if a rando will know about this one. I think I'm just going to take a wild. You know what? I'll just ask a rando anyway.
All right, go for it. All right. I'm going to say ready, set, go.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready, whenever you are.
All right. On your marks, get set, go.
What is it? The question, what is the name of the duck's bill?
What is the term for the horny-like projection on the end of the duck's bill? Yeah, good luck with this question. And
the horny-like projection. Typing this into Omegle is not a good idea. I should just say that right now. What is the name of the horny-like projection?
Yeah, there's only one word they're going to see.
At the end of the duck's bill.
Yep.
Oh, God. This is so dirty.
Nail, flute, spur, barb.
Nail, flute, spur, barb.
This sounds bad, like out of context. This is
the dirtiest question I've ever heard. Is it the nail spur? Nail spur, flute or barb?
Someone's gonna say it's the spur. Wink, wink.
No one's answering.
Okay.
Flute or barb? I also have to admit that all the answers you gave options. All sound sexual as well. So
that was unintentional.
Good work there. Yeah. Nail, spur, flute, or barb? This is the dirtiest question.
It's a good one.
What is the term for the horny-like projection at the end of the duck's bill? I don't think anyone's... How much time do I have left?
Oh, I forgot.
Not much, probably.
You have 30 seconds. 20.
All right. Come on, random Omegle person. Nail, spur, flute... Or barb. Come on.
You know, in the history of all of our episodes, Ask a Rando has never been successful.
Are you into Latin girls, is their response. Yes, if you tell me the answer.
And your time is up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with, this is going to be a weird one, but I'm going to go with, I'm either between flute or spur. I'm going to go with flute. Final answer.
Okay. B, flute. Final answer is incorrect.
Ugh.
It is the nail.
Then it is the nail.
Yep.
Damn it. Man, that was a solid question.
Yeah, I like that question.
That was really good.
It's okay. You can still tie it up.
Yeah. All right. What's the final question?
Final question is about video games.
I'm good at video games.
Which Sonic game
God.
is the only Sonic game to feature characters from the Archie comics?
What? What the f- Okay, go.
A. Sonic the Hedgehog Pocket Adventure. B. Sonic 3D Blast. C. Sonic Spinball.
I can't stop laughing.
Or D. Sonic Drift.
I can't stop laughing at this question. So okay, hold on. Sonic, Archie comics together in one thing.
Yeah, it only happened once.
Okay, so I feel like it'd be like a non-main series. I mean, all of these sound like,
yeah, none of these are main.
So I'm gonna write this down. So we got Sonic Spinball, Sonic Drift.
Yes.
Sonic, what was the other one?
3D Blast.
3D Blast, which I'm assuming is also pinball.
And Sonic the Hedgehog Pocket Adventure.
Pocket Adventure. All right, well, obviously I'm going to have to use my Yahoo.
Yeah, I had no idea what the answer to this was.
All right, I'm going to do Yahoo. The rules is I can't load Yahoo yet until we're ready, right?
Yep. Are you ready to begin, though?
I got Yahoo typed in. I'm ready to hit enter and do it. Can you repeat the question, actually, so I can...
Which Sonic game is the only Sonic game to feature characters from the Archie comics?
Okay. From Archie comics. Got it.
On your mark, get set, go.
Which Sonic game features characters from Archie comics? Archie comic character Sonic News Network. Okay. This might be good. The characters appear in Sonic. What the? This doesn't make any sense. Sonic the Hedgehog comic series. Archie comics.
10 seconds.
Archie. Archie's new to Sonic
Five,
X.
Five, four,
users.
Three.
I don't two, know. It doesn't
one,
say.
One, zero.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with Sonic the Hedgehog. Pocket Adventure.
A, final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
You are incorrect.
Damn it!
It is C, Sonic Spinball.
Oh, frickin' A. I searched for Sonic the Hedgehog Archie, and there was pages on Archie comics featuring Sonic the Hedgehog.
The fan fiction,
like,
pretty much.
That's not what I wanted. So, I have to say, Sonic is very hard category to Google.
Yeah, it
because
is.
There's so much misinformation on the internet about Sonic via, like, fan sites and, like, fan fiction and stuff that it's really hard to nail down if something is factual.
Yeah, there's a lot of Sonic on the internet.
Where did you get that question? Where did you get that question from?
I don't know. I just typed in Sonic trivia on Google.
So Sonic Spinball
had Archie in it, allegedly.
Better have had Archie in it. I'd be mad if it didn't. Oh, yeah, the Archie Sonic the Hedgehog comics made an adaptation of this game. You got me.
Okay, so the answer, the score is now 11 to 12. I lead for the first time ever in 20 episodes.
In Time Bat Show history?
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic. Do you want to do one more question before
we one final question
for the day? I'm going to find a really dumb one real quick. Do you have a dumb one? I'll find one.
Human noses are now hard as steel. How will this change the way we live?
I had another how would this change the way you live one too. Human noses are hard as steel. I don't think that changes anything.
You can, like, headbutt people.
I guess. It would be... I don't think that changes the way I live at all. It would be heavier on your head. Right?
Think of the maintenance. You have to polish your nose now.
Nah.
That's like a thing.
Would it rust?
Oh, it's stainless.
Oh, it's stainless steel.
Actually, it doesn't specify stainless.
Yeah, so it could rust.
Your nose can rust.
You have to take care of that. See, what sounds like that would be cool. Oh, it's made of steel. Like, it actually would be bothersome. It'd be like, oh, that's annoying. You'd be like...
Yeah, you would have to put, like, special stuff on it to keep it
from
rusting.
Would all noses be made of steel?
Human noses.
It'd be really hard to wear glasses, because it'd slide off.
You could put rubber.
I guess so.
Yeah, your nose would rust, though, eventually.
This is a hard question.
Yeah. I think martial arts would change, and human...
Martial arts would change.
A little
people
bit.
People would lead with their nose.
I mean, it's harder than a fist.
Oh, I like it. All right, well, this has been episode 21 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And remember, when you've been bad...
You better be glad.
That was a good one. All right, good night, everyone. Right. Thanks for listening.
Good night. Thank you.